I'm an outgoing person, and I'm also a hugger. So it was extremely difficult for me to be cooped up in the house, not being able to hug anybody. And then wearing those masks, I'm claustrophobic. So that drove me nuts. I think the biggest thing for me was trying to keep a positive attitude. I try to keep a good outlook on everything. And when that came around, every day I had to struggle to find something good about it. And I always fell back on, well, I woke up today, you know? But being cooped up in the house for a couple weeks was unbelievably hard. And let me think, I've had COVID twice, my wife and I, and thankfully we were inoculated, so it wasn't as bad as normal because I'm asthmatic. I also have a heart condition. I have a defibrillator pacemaker. So any of those things, you know, any of the symptoms of COVID, and I'm also diabetic, so that, you know, they would have lingered with me and they would have been worse if I was uninoculated. But I didn't really have, we had it very fortunate. Excuse me. My wife and I had very light symptoms. Excuse me. Now that we're on the other side of it, I'm living each day like it's a blessing, because to me it is. I'm lucky to be here. I'm fortunate, blessed to be alive at this age. Because when I was growing up, I told everybody I wouldn't live to see 50. And now I'm pushing 60. So it's quite amazing. You know, and I have my faith. And I know he wakes me up every morning. Doesn't always help me go to sleep. But I guess that's it.